Well, it is official. The Eagles have welcomed in Derek Barnett from Tennessee as the 14th overall pick. He is the brand new pass rusher here for Jim Schwartz at defensive coordinator. Greg, Derek Barnett, very, very intriguing talent from the SEC.
Won't take him long to get here either.
No.
But no, he's a really intriguing player because he's obviously an edge pass rusher, and the Eagles definitely needed to upgrade in that area. And I watched a lot of tape on Derek Barnett because he's one of those guys that a lot of people talked about. And I even went back to last year and watched some games. And I think one of the things that really stood out to me, and I've had the opportunity to talk to offensive linemen about this kind of thing, and they all talk about it, is when he got off the ball first, which he did a lot, that was a strength of his game, he was really, really difficult to block. So he was able to time the snap very effectively. And when you can do that, you can challenge and win off the edge before the offensive tackle really has a chance to respond.
Yeah, and you're going to see that, an example of that right here against Florida. This is Derek Barnett. Now, he's lined up as a right defensive end here in a three-point stance. You said it earlier in the show. He's lined up at left side. He's lined up standing up over the center.
He's been at inside at D-tackle as well.
All over the place. But you're going to see him time this snap up very well. And watch the flexibility here as he turns the corner. He gets the jump on the tackle.
I mean, look at that. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for bend and flexibility for an edge pass rusher, because particularly he was a little wider there. We know that the Eagles line up in the wide nine alignment where the defensive end is out wide, and you're looking for quickness off the ball. You're looking to challenge the edge immediately, force the offensive tackle to turn his body to the sideline, not be able to square up because you challenge him so quickly, and then the pass rusher Barnett has to be able to bend, and he did that there, and we'll see him do that again here.
Yeah, you're going to see that here. This is a game very early in the season for Tennessee, and Barnett again lined up as the right defensive end. As we let this play run, you're going to see him jump off the ball and just beat the tackle off
right.
the snap.
Right, and obviously that's not going to happen all the time in the NFL where you just run by an offensive tackle, but I think the critical point here is you saw the body bend and the flexibility, and that's so critical to rushing the quarterback in the NFL, because you see a lot of players, pass rushers, they can win, but they can't bend and close. It's skimming the corner and then closing to the quarterback. Barnett's shown the ability to do that.
One of the things I like to do with draft prospects, pick a couple adjectives just to describe them
right.
And the way that they play. Derek Barnett is relentless.
Yes,
and
he is.
And that's one of those things that stood out to me. And you're going to see an example of that here. Georgia is going to, and he killed Georgia when he played them in that game. They're going to slide their protection away from Derek Barnett. But what they're going to do is they're going to double team him with a tight end and then also the running back.
Right.
He's used to dealing with this, obviously very, very productive.
Sure.
But you watch him work through this double team and you see him in that relentless pursuit of the quarterback.
And I think that's really impressive. And I think that's the kind of player he is. And, you know, more often than not, believe it or not, those are the kinds of sacks you get in the NFL. We saw him with the bend and flexibility where the offensive tackle didn't touch him. That won't happen very often in the NFL. These kinds of sacks happen more. It's really the relentless nature, the hustle sacks, the effort sacks, continually working. I love the fact that he was double-teamed in one, because if he's a good pass rusher, he's going to get double-teamed.
And hopefully with a guy like Fletcher Cox, you have Brandon Graham on the other side. Hopefully he's
not
double-teamed
Cox,
often.
Line up Cox and Barnett next to one another in your sub-package, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, very, very exciting to see the addition of Derek Barnett and how it impacts this Eagles defense.